Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. Speaking of optimizing performance, we now have trained AI sales and support agents ready to help you close more deals, reduce expenses, and free up your time for higher value tasks. To learn more, you can go to anabots.ai. Once again, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Jessica Osborne. Jessica is an advocate for human-centric leadership dedicated to nurturing high-performance teams while fostering individual growth. As the vice president of customer success at GoCardless, Jess orchestrates a team of committed to revolutionizing customer experiences worldwide. Her achievements include steering multi-million dollar portfolios to unprecedented success, whilst cultivating a culture of excellence recognized for its impact on company retention and growth. Jessica, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Hey, Josh. So I would say a key to getting stuff done is being an excellent team builder. From my experience, you can get a lot done as an individual, but you can exponentially increase your output when you have an engaged and effective team. And I think a lot of times people just hire and don't realize what it takes to actually build those hires into a team. So I think by being an exceptional team builder, you can get an exponential amount accomplished.
Well said. And I 100% agree with that. And there are so many examples that I've seen in companies I've worked with that we're just going to figure it out ourselves. And they hit the wall. But when you get the right people in, even if they're not the world's most skilled at whatever profession, as long as they're the right people, I like to look at proactive, responsible, decent person, and like kind of cool to be around. As long as you got those characteristics and you can build teams of those types of people, then you should be in really good shape.
I completely agree with that. And I would say that in addition to the aspects you're looking for, and maybe it kind of overlaps with one of them, drive. So if somebody's really driven to get things done, to your point, they might not have the experience in the field or the specific thing that you're looking to go do, but if they've got that willingness to go learn and that growth mindset, that to me makes them the right team member.
So let's talk a little bit about building teams. And this is something that you really focus on heavily. Obviously, it's the reason that people get things done that most people wouldn't think of. I love that you opened up with it. But tell us a little bit about what does it actually take to build a team?
Mm-hmm. I think it takes the intention that that's what you're intending to do. I think a lot of people get so focused on rushing straight into the doing of the work that they don't take a step back and actually get to know the individuals as people and to create the environment to know each other holistically so that you can then go and accomplish the task together. So even if it's just half a day or a day and spending time together as a team, going through workshops and or social events together that are team building activities, you can really get to understand how people tick, how they think, and then how the team can operate together. So I think setting the intention and putting some time towards actually building that team is one critical step to take.
Yeah, understood. And so one of the things that you really focus on is human-centric leadership, which we've been talking about here. But what are some things that you do to actually nurture a team and turning them into high performers? And I'm asking specifically, I was in the airport coming back from Omaha, Nebraska, which I highly do not recommend, by the way. But I was on my way back and I'm sitting in like the one little stall that they have. There's like four gates and there's a book there. And it was the Harvard Business Review on high performance. And I couldn't resist. I had to get it. And I'm flipping through this thing and it's got Peter Drucker and it's got a bunch of other guys that are talking about how to become a high performer. And that's kind of the next step. Once you got the right person on the bus, you got to teach them how to turn the crank the right way. So what are some of your secrets for that?
Yeah. So after getting to know them as an individual, I think it's also to important to be really clear of what you're trying to achieve and also define what the team is. What are they trying to achieve? How are they trying to achieve it? Basically a mission statement for that team. So taking the time to not only get to know the individuals, but then also defining exactly what the team is about is another key step. And I think once you've got those things in place, if you have the trust, which hopefully happens by developing that relationship with the individuals on the team, then you start to encourage conflict. So it's being able to challenge each other and making it a safe environment to challenge each other. So you kind of work your way up the Lencioni's five dysfunctions of the team, from the trust to the challenging to the accountability. And that's why it's really important to set the mission at the beginning and the objectives and making sure those are really clear, because you can't hold accountability to something that's not clear that you're trying to accomplish. So using accountability, a framework that I really love for accountability is crucial accountability. It teaches you exactly how to have those conversations to identify what the differences are between one person's perspective and another to get to those objectives. And then you really start to get to that place where everybody's then committed and in a place where you're actually actualizing those results.
Yeah, accountability is really key to the success in anything. And I've seen that play out so many different times where I was in a situation with another client where we had a high-level executive, and his department was way behind. And I'm basically like, in some situations, I end up being the Grim Reaper. You know, like, you see me right before you get fired. And so I'm coming in, and I'm asking the guy, let's call him Bob. You know, hey, Bob, you know, what is your process for, you know, pushing these things through to the finish line? And, well, you know, these, the operators and, you know, we just need better people, you know? Yeah. But do you have a process? Well, it's in the works. I'm like, great. When will that process be done? I don't know, a couple weeks. And I'm like, oh, okay. So March 14th. And he's like, oh, you're gonna put a date on it. I'm like, well, that's what accountability does. That's how it works. And unfortunately, without that level of specificity, a lot of people will just live in the margins and they won't get anything done. It's not that they're bad people. It's just human beings don't like to commit to things.
Yeah, exactly. And I think if you have a culture of that accountability where everybody knows when they say they're gonna do something, they need to have a date and update everybody once it's delivered. And I think it's really from the point of starting the team to having a culture that enforces those kind of behaviors, you start to amplify the impact that you can have as an individual, and you become a collective that's really amplifying the impact.
Yeah, indeed. And so tell us a little bit about Go Cardless. What's this all about?
Go Cardless is, like the name says, we're helping businesses do payments without using credit cards. So using the banking schemes across multiple parts of the world, so that if you've got a recurring subscription business, you can just pull the funds out of the bank account of your customers on a recurring basis and pay less money than the transaction fees you pay with credit cards.
Ah, okay. And so one of the huge banes of existence of recurring revenue businesses is, number one, the transaction fee, and then number two, chargebacks.
Exactly.
It solves both of those problems.
Yes. And we specifically help customers with best practices to avoid the chargebacks as well. Yes.
Wow. That's awesome. And so tell me a little bit more about Is it as easy as filling out a form on the internet to get the payment information in? Because one of the reasons that people use credit cards, even though they're expensive, it's just easy. It's convenient. My browser saves the card number. I don't even have to remember my card number half the time.
You're absolutely right. And it's really culturally different. So here in the US, we are so comfortable with our credit cards. We have those numbers right next to us. If you have a debit card in the UK, you actually have your bank account details. Whereas in the US, you have to go hunt for your check to go find it. So that's one of the issues we have with payer preference in the US specifically, is that we're so addicted to our credit cards. But other cultures in Europe and Australia, New Zealand, it's a lot more common to know your bank account and use it for the way you pay.
Awesome. And so who is the ideal candidate for a service like this? Is it really anybody that accepts credit cards, or is it better for people with recurring revenue? Or tell me a little more.
Yeah, our original offering was really focused on the recurring use case. And so we're highly optimized for that. And we tend to work with organizations that are looking to innovate with technology to improve that collections process. So, organizations that are able to, we actually have an award-winning API in terms of how it's structured. So it's really easy to use, but being able to use an API can be really helpful. We also have an out-of-the-box solution for smaller businesses. So we work with everything from mom-and-pop shops, coffee roasters and the like, all the way up to larger organizations like 8x8 and DocuSign.
That's exciting. Great. And so, where can we go to learn more about this?
So you can go to our GoCardless website. We have versions of it all over the world. So GoCardless.com here in the US. And yeah, that's where you can find us.
Excellent. Where can we find you?
And you can find me on LinkedIn, Jess Reeser Osborne. And I think my actual LinkedIn URL is Jessica Reeser Osborne.
Very good. We're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Jessica Osborne, for joining us and sharing some wisdom about how she gets stuff done. You can learn more about GoCardless by going to gocardless.com, and then you can find Jessica directly on LinkedIn. Jessica Reeser Osborne is her name on there. And hey, whether you're on your morning commute, you're in the gym, or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie and tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you're looking to boost your sales, cut your costs, and free up your time for higher value tasks, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. That's it. Now let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.